This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah on Sunday traded their most intense fire in months, AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
In a speech, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said their attack was a response to Israel's killing of their top militant commander last month, but was delayed until now to give the Gaza ceasefire talks a chance. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military eliminated thousands of rockets aimed at northern Israel, and that this was not the end of the story. I'm Nayan Kim.
Ukraine's foreign ministry accused its Moscow-allied neighbor Belarus on Sunday of concentrating troops on the country's shared border and warned Minsk against quote-unquote unfriendly actions. The statement came as Kyiv mounts an incursion into Russia's Kursk region and as Russia continues its advance into eastern Ukraine. Belarus had allowed Russian troops to use its territory as a launchpad for their February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. The statement said Ukrainian intelligence had recorded Belarus, quote, concentrating a significant number of personnel in a region near Ukraine's northern border under the guise of exercises. Women in eastern India on Sunday rallied with lit torches to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and murdered in Calcutta City. A police volunteer has been arrested and charged with the crime. Protesters said they will not budge until justice is delivered to the victim. Doctors across the country have held protests, candlelight marches, and refused to see non-emergency patients in the past week after the killing of the 31-year-old student in the early hours of August 9th in the eastern city of Calcutta.